Hey, it's Chris Jones, co-host of the Jones Zone podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. When it concludes, do us a favor and leave a review. Leaving a review is the fastest way to grow our audience, and we want to make sure we share this podcast with the most people possible. Also, for anyone that doesn't know, Brian and I own the Jones Zone Real Estate Team. So if you're looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, York County area, hit us up. Call or text 803-810-2230. Lastly, not only do we use this podcast as a way to help promote local business owners and entrepreneurs, but Brian and I also own Jones Zone Marketing. If you're a small or medium-sized business looking for a way to generate more leads or looking to spruce up your marketing with videos, landing pages, sales funnels, membership sites, or more, hit us up at joneszonemarketing.club, C-L-U-B. All right, enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jones, alongside my co-host and brother, Brian.
What up, what up?
All right, so we are your real estate advocates, community connectors, and this is part two of the Real Estate 101 series that we decided to put out. If you followed along with part one, that was the deciding to move and getting pre-qualified episode. That's really the kind of the first steps in getting the ball rolling in your real estate and buying and selling journey. So today we wanted to get into part two, and like we said at the beginning, you know, we're going to keep these kind of short and sweet. And give you some info, but not overwhelm you or take it to the next level and being too in-depth. But preparing to buy and sell. So let's cover the sell part first, Brian.
All right, let's do it, man.
So if you have made the decision that you're going to sell your house and you've been pre-qualified, the next thing you got to do is actually kind of get your house ready to sell. And a few different things with that. You know, you want to declutter, you want to start packing up, get rid of some of that stuff. You know, we tell people that you can't really show the house the same way that you live in it.
And, right.
You know, yeah. What we mean by that is just decluttering it, getting rid of all the stuff that you got laying around. And
you just really want it to shine when the buyers walk through. And it's kind of hard to do that with a cluttered house.
Yeah, just make it neat and clean. And then let's talk about pre-inspections, man. We've been recommending those as well lately.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that, because it's all strategy. So basically, this time of year is a busy time of year, right, Chris? Mm-hmm. So if you can get a pre-inspection on your home, that way you can get basically a head start on the repairs and everything. Because once the house goes under contract and you're negotiating those repair requests and the contractors are really busy, it could actually push a deal to get extended out, mm-hmm. as far as closing goes, if you know you're having trouble with the contractor.
Yeah. So I mean, $500 is about what an inspection will cost in our area, and I mean, who knows, they might not find anything, which is great and good for you, or they might find something that's pretty major, man. Maybe the roof needs fixing, maybe your HVAC, or man, maybe you have mold or something. So that'll give you some time and some flexibility in addressing those issues before you take it to market, and then it becomes a huge issue. And then, you know, also, we don't normally do this, but maybe sometimes you get a pre-appraisal too.
Right, yeah.
I just recommended one of those to somebody else.
So pre-appraisal is really, I would recommend that if there's really not any comparable houses to compare it to, and you really want to know what the house is worth.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes if your property is really unique, or you're not in a subdivision, or there hasn't been a lot of sales in your neighborhood, that's worth a couple $100
yep.
too. Just get an appraiser out there, give you a good sales price, so you're not leaving any money out on the table. Just recently recommended that to someone who all the houses in her neighborhood that have sold in the last 6 months to a year or so were all flips. So they were all brand new inside. They looked great. And hers wasn't like that. So I was like, man, I don't know. Maybe it's worth a couple $100 to have an appraiser come out and see what yours is worth, because you can't really compare it to the things that that were recently sold. So those are some things that you can do. Declutter, kind of stage it, make it look nice, maybe make some minor repairs that you need to do the yard. curb appeal, really get your house ready to go, and then come up with the price, the comps. We'll help you with that.
And if I may, a fresh coat of paint will go a long way when you're selling your house.
I think so, too. Paint on the interior and exterior if you have the money. And then...
Because it sends the message that the home has been cared for.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, no doubt. It's clean when you walk in. Good. Now, what about the buy side, man? All right, so you're pre-qualified.
Right.
Now you need to start searching online. You can get on Zillow or Trulia or all the other stuff. Most of the MLS feeds are synced through that. But this is also the time where you can kind of pick your agent and have them set you up on a home search.
Yes, and the benefit of doing that, where you're getting the home search sent through your email, is basically because Trulia and Zillow, those are okay websites, yeah. But a lot of times they're outdated. What I mean by outdated is you'll see a house that you love and it fits your criteria and it's your dream home, only to come to find out that it's under contract or that it sold 2 weeks ago and hasn't been updated yet.
Yeah, and it takes a couple days for the MLS to sync to Zillow and Trulia and all those. So if I have an agent that's sending me listings directly from the MLS as soon as they're entered into the MLS, I can get out there the same day, the same hour sometimes, and someone that's just looking on Zillow might not see that house for a couple of days.
So especially in those hot
markets.
It's
kind of like that realtor commercial where it's like the not use. Have you seen that?
No.
Like the people that showed up to the open house or whatever and it wasn't them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
So, yeah, that is true. That is a true scenario. So get your listings from us, from the MLS. And then also if you're prepared to buy, I'm going to throw this out there too. Why don't you ask for a copy of our ebook, Clear to Close? And that's specifically for home buyers looking to buy. But a lot goes into it. So now we've talked about making the decision to move, getting pre-qualified, things you can do to prepare to sell and buy. And we'll get into part three next time.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone Podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.